Sirus can be Shavuos. It's brought down in Shogunach, Archaim, in Simit Tov, Tzadik Dalet, Tzav Gimel. The Gemara writes, Noigim Kol Mokhim, it's a minig in every place, L'Echol Macholi Cholob. It's a minig, B'chol Mokhim, to eat Milchiks. So what's the reason to eat Milchiks? So on the page of the Mishabura itself, there are five different reasons. One reason is the Amor. The Amor says, just like on Pesach, we have two tafshilim, Zeichel, Lekobin Chagigo, and Zeichel, Lekobin Pesach. We did on Shavuos, if we eat milchiks and fleishiks during the same meal, we have milk and meat in the same meal, so the halacha is that the loaf of bread that you use for milchiks, the shiurei pas, leftover bread, you cannot use for fleishiks. The pieces that you cut, let's say during the Shabbos meal, for the fleishik meal, you cannot use those same pieces for shalosh shudas if it's going to be milchiks. Those pieces are also to eat with milchiks. Therefore, since we eat milchiks and fleishiks during the same meal on Shavuos, therefore you have to have two separate lechems, two different breads. What? If you keep it separate, the whole loaf you can. But if you have pieces cut on the table, people can use. The Moshe is mechalik. The whole thing you put separate, Moshe says you can. But if it's pieces on the table, so that you cannot eat with milchiks. There's leftover bread. It's also l'kulei alma. So therefore, since you have to have two separate lechems on, if you have milk and fleish during the same meal, it's zeichu, the shnei lechem, you bring it to the kulei. You have to eat with two breads. That's time you have two breads on the table of lechem. You have to eat two separate breads. That's zechel for the shtei lechem. According to them all, it comes out that the minig should be that anyone should eat pas b'chol during the same meal, which I don't think the minig is. The minig is either you have it at night, during the day, or for kiddush. But according to them all, you should have it during the same meal. The second reason the Mishnah Berurah brings down is kidua that after Matan Torah we came back and our pots were treif and we had no meat to eat. So until we fix up the sakins, the knives, until we did Nikur, until we did our Golas Kalim, made everything kosher, it took a while. Therefore, what do we eat right away? We came back from Mount Tai. We ate Cholok, we ate Milchiks. Therefore, the Minigas have Milchiks in the morning. The third reason the Mishnah Berurah brings down is that Torah is a marshal, a nimshal, to Dvash V'Cholok, to milk and honey. Like the Pasuk says, Dvash V'Cholok Tachas L'Shaincha. Milk and honey underneath your tongue. Since it's the tongue of Kabbalah and Torah, therefore we have the Minig, he says, to eat milk and honey. The fourth reason the Vahita brings down is as a Yudotic and Medrash that when Klal Yisrael received the Torah, the Malachim came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and said they should not receive the Torah because we want the Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, you lose the Torah because when the Malachim went to Avraham Avinu, the eight pasuk b'chalav. The pasuk says, "Vikach chema b'chalav v'ben bakar." They ate butter and milk and ben bakar meat. They ate milk and meat together. Therefore, they lost out on the Torah. Since they lost out on the Torah, therefore we were zeichel for the Torah because they ate pasuk b'chalav. In remembrance of that, therefore we eat right now chalav in the morning or whatever it is. Eat pasuk b'chalav on Shavuos for this reason. A fifth reason, another reason, the behate of ayin shom. Because we have different reasons why we eat milchiks. Two of the reasons, the Ramah's reason that we should eat pasuk b'chol during the same meal, or the Behetiv's reason that we're zecher the Torah because the Malachim did not eat milk and fleishiks, keep it separate. Therefore, there's a makar, but the reason why a lot of people are speaking now about the lachas between milk and fleishiks, when you have to wait and why you have to wait, or how much you have to wait. So first, in the Torah it says, Loisavashu gdiba chelavivmo. It says it three different times in the Torah. It says in Pashas Mishpatim, Pashas Kisisa, and Pashas Re'ei. The person, lois vashel gdi, you cannot cook gdi b'chelev imoy with his mother's milk. The Gemara dashes, why does it say three separate times? One to aser da'achila, one to aser vishul, and one to aser ano. Meaning you cannot cook pasuk b'chol without eating it. You can't work in Burger King and cook burgers that have the cheese on top. That's iser pasuk b'chol without eating it. Just cooking it itself is also. Eating it, let's say it's cooked together, to eat it also is an iser d'oraisa. Had not, let's say you have a dog, you want to feed it to a dog, this burger that you got from Burger King, that's also an Issa D'Raisa. That's what you pass in the Shulchan Aruch, Tzim, Pei, Zayin, Sif Aleph. What we're going to talk about is only the Issa of eating Basar after Cholav or Cholav after Basar. That is the Rabbanon. From here on in, everything is going to be only an Issa Rabbanon. The Gemara in Chulin says, in that Kufay, Min Aleph, Omer, Chizder, Ochel, Basar, Ochel, Echel, Gvina. If you eat meat, you cannot eat Gvina, you cannot eat cheese. This is again only an Issa Rabbanon. How much? What's this man? How long can you eat? So my Ukva says, I am vinegar, the son of wine, relative to my father. Why? My father, my Ukva says, when he ate basar, he waited 24 hours till he ate milchiks. That was the vinegar of the Rizal. He would not eat basar and chol within the same 24 hours. However, Ma'ukwa says, Ilu another me whose vinegar, Bahasi Dosu Hudwa Achilna, in one Suda he would not eat it, the Suda Achita Achilna, but in other Suda he would eat Gvina after Basar. So the Gemara does not mention that one word about 6 hours. The Gemara just says clearly that a one Suda you cannot eat, Ma'ukwa did not eat, and a Suda, another Suda he did eat. What does that mean? So the Rambam says, what it means from one Suda to another Suda he did not eat, I mean he did eat, but in the same Suda he didn't, meant the meaning was, the malach was you should eat one Suda in the morning and one Suda in the evening, and there usually was 6 hours in between. Therefore the Rambam, in fact, that's how, you have to wait k'moy sheishos, like 6 hours. Why? Because that usually between one Suda and another Suda was 6 hours. The Gemara says, me Suda la Suda you can eat, which the Rambam says that means 6 hours. It's Rambam, it's not only Rambam, it's the Rif, it's the Rosh, the Rajba, the Ritva, the Ran, the Chananel, the Itt, the Me'iri, the Moya, the Torah, they all say you have to wait 6 hours. Well, like the Gemara says, Mesudu Lesudu. Comes on Tosfos on the page. Tosfos says, this Inyan Mesudu Lesudu does not mean 6 hours. However, Afilu Alter. You can eat meat, you can bench, and have your coffee. Me'ikah Adim is no issue at all. As long as Simcha Shulchan Ubeya Mutud Loy Pol Rabbanon. Look at your bench, right afterwards you can have your coffee and there's no Isser. The Shitas Taifus is often not Das Yachid, the Shitas Bahag, the Shitas Rebbein Tam, the Rav Yor, the Isser Vehetra, the Gosh Mordechai, the Gosh Artura, the Ure'i, and the Balamor. Again, these have your place come home like Shitas Taifus. The other place came on both sides. How do we paskin? The Mechaber, his Mahalach always to paskin Alocha, he takes the big three, which is the Rambam, the Rosh, the Rif, and he paskin like them. Or if the two are free, at least right. Over here, the Rambam, the Rif, and the Rosh all say you have to wait 6 hours. Rif and the Chabad says clearly, Achol Basar, Afilu Shal Chaya Ba'if, no difference whether it's chicken or not. Le'echol Gvina Achlav, Ad Shisha Shei Shois. You have to wait 6 hours. Very clearly, if you're Bnei Sfarad, Me'ikra Din Mir Abonon, you have to wait 6 hours. Comes along the Amor and says, however, the Bnei Ashkenaz, Yish Oymim De'en Tzvichel Lahamtum Shei Shois. Rak Miyad Osiru Kubirach Mechat Amazim. That the Ramah passes like Tosfos, Bahag, Udime, that the Ikka Adin, the Locha is, you do not have to wait 6 hours. What do you have to do? You have to do Knur Fadocha and bench, and that's it. However, the Minig of Poshut, the Medina's word, is the Minig by the Bnei Ashkenaz, Lahantum Acha Achilas Poshut, Shah Achas. They used to wait 1 hour, but Achakach, they would eat Kvino. That's what they do. So again, the Ramah says, the Ikka Adin mean nothing. However, the Minig was 1 hour. The end of the Yesh Medaktikid Lahamtin Sheishois, there are people on Machmer to wait 6 hours, Achachil is Bosle Gvino, Vechein Nochen Lassois. It's the correct thing to do. So it comes out, the also followed Ramah, where in the waiting 6 hours, we don't have to. Me'ikadin is nothing, the minig is 1 hour. However, Vechein Nochen Lassois, it's the correct thing to do is to wait 6 hours. It's the correct thing to do. Therefore, the Taz and Shach, the Mizan Mashal, whoever is a Recha Torah, should do the correct thing, wait 6 hours. It's Kram, a Kubal, a Klaisol, even the Ashkenaz, everyone waits 6 hours. Therefore, the Chachmas Adam and the Chavetz Chaim also Paskins, the Chavetz Chaim has a sefer called Mitcha Yisrael. He wrote to the Americans, doctor people in the Chutzlaretz, and he writes over there clearly that we have a minute rate to wait 6 hours, and anyone who does not wait 6 hours is over our teacher's Torah Simecha. Over of a Nedu or whatever the minute of the appearance are, you have to follow. So again, this din of waiting 6 hours, according to the Ashkenaz, Mekadin is nothing, the minig is 1 hour. More than that, it's only because it's Mekubal and Klaisol, but again, it's only a Chumma Ba'alma. What is a Chumma Ba'alma? We'll see a couple of times that we'll make all, because if that's in front of the Chumma, we don't hold this way in Mekadin. Marshall, let's say somebody is sick. He's a Chayla. And then the doctor says, it's good for him to have milk. It's not Koch Nefesh. Koch Nefesh can do whatever you want. Somebody's a Chayla. The doctor says, for health reasons, it's good to have milk. So here the Chavetz Chaim himself paskins, and the Chavetz Otom and all this paskin, that you can wait 1 hour, which is a minig, and then have milk. Because Me'ikah Din, we hold 1 hour the minig, and more than that, it's only Chumma Ba'alma. So after, if you're a sick person, the din is, you can, after 1 hour, have milk. A second afternoon, let's say he's a child, to mechalach a child, Me'ikah Din, the price can say, right price can we say, that after 1 hour, that's only the minig, more than that is only Chumma Ba'alma, and to mechalach a child, as the Isra, boss of a cholov, after 1 hour you can give him a cholov if the kid wants it or needs it. More than that, let's say he's 7, 8, 9 years old, Paiskas are getting involved in the chinuch. But Me'ikah Din again, since only Chumma Ba'alma, therefore the halacha is that you only have to wait 1 hour, and more than that, not. It's interesting to note also the Abi Omer, Abad Yosef himself, who passed like the Mechaber, in this case he says he can make it with the Amma himself, and also only wait 1 hour by children. He says it could be same Mechaber as a tziruf, he has all the reason to make it on its child, and say in Chalami he also can wait only 1 hour. What's a child? So machlokes is exactly what the gift of a child is. Some say until 12 years old, some say until 9 years old, exactly what. But you should avad mechachem slowly till 6 hours, but avad a child is 4 years old, the kol days, you only need more than 1 hour. Because again, mikatin, we don't hold the 1 hour. A third time you can make hold of Yaakov Netsky writes, name is Yaakov, now he writes, they write for him, that he said by Meneka, someone was nursing, also the same din, since Mikadin, the person, Mikadin is only 1 hour, wait 1 hour, an economic person, someone was nursing, can wait 1 hour, and then she can have milk. A fourth nachmina lachur would be, so less than 3 years old, the person halach once say, you just has to, the Mikadin, you don't have to do anything, eat meat, wash out his mouth, and give him milk right away. Because Mikadin, you hold, you don't have to do anything at all, and give him milk right away. More than 3 months, say you should wait 1 hour from 3 to 6. Well, that you go to Malvin Chinuch. But less than 3, the price coming down, the Pesach Halach and all this, by the Shulk, once say less than 3 surely, you can give him right away as long as you clean out his mouth. Another afternoon, let's say, the person who ate Fleishiks, and let's say 3 hours later, he gets his coffee, makes a bracha, and he chaps, Fleishiks, can you drink it or not? No, you shouldn't drink it. So again, the Pesach Halach and all the price can say, since Me'ika did, behold, only 1 hour or nothing. Therefore, when he made a bracha, after bracha latol, he can drink it, no problem. Once he drinks a little bit, he shouldn't drink more. Once you drink a little bit, the Pesachim say, Misha Oichel Shum, should I eat more Shum? If you're allowed to drink it, should not be a bracha latol. No, that's the Gemara of Mesuda Mesuda, which Rambam says means 6 hours.
Is it about 1 hour?
So the Stechemid, by 1 hour, Paiskim says certainly. Before 1 hour, the Paiskim somehow can make it even before 1 hour, somehow not.
What about
Neder? So, the Paiskim thought, what about the Indian Neder? So, they want time that these cases, never, the Neder was never said when by Chayla, was never Makubal and Klai, so by Chayla, never Makubal. By Brach, it would also be in this case when the person makes Brach, was never Makubal and Klai, so. It's a good shout, there is, they're down with it.
Because
someone the shall bracha. So you have to know how brachas work. That's the din of brachas. Or someone shall also has to do neder. Meister, your neder should help. Someone shall. That's why the Chagas Yaakov won't say neder by shall helps in 12 nons. He said 12 years old, you have to still wait 6 hours. It's a certificate of neder. Another nachmin is, let's say you're not sure if you had 6 hours or not. The marshal every Shabbos, let's say Shabbos afternoon, you have fresh meal, and shall should you have milk meal. And not sure if you had 6 hours or not. So someone say, L'chus, Dov Yishish Matir, and you should have to wait for sure that you have 6 hours. However, since Me'ika Din, again, we don't hold of 6 hours, it's Chumra Ba'almo. That's, again, it's only Chumra. We hold, the meeting is only 1 hour. Therefore, it says the Balei Shulchan, the Yosef Adas, even the Vi'omer, they all say that we can wait. As long as you're not sure for 6 hours or not, and you can eat faster. You can eat Chalav right afterwards, even if you're not sure. Because again, because it's not Ba'alocha. Nearly just, I see from experience that if a person knows he's going to have melachiks and he's eating fleishiks right now, so then you should not be makel on if you have sovik shay shoyis. If you have 6 hours or not, I know my family, I tell them when I have shalshudas melachiks, we know we always have melachiks, they tell them not to be makel. Why? Because then they always look at the watch. They know they can't be makel, they know exactly 6 hours. If you add fleishiks and someone else has to give you melachiks, not sure 6 hours, fine, sovik, drop on them. It's not even Gabon, it's only Chumah Amik Vimekel. However, let's say you know, just have a chush that a Vada person should be Machmir. Why? Because then he'll look at his watch. Why get involved in the Sefer Kseh Shoyis in that? Another place maybe you could be Mekel also, let's say, if you know you have Milchiks, even though the Lacha is Sefer, if you have 6 hours in that, it could be Mekel, that's a Lacha. But this nearly, the person should not, if he knows he should be Machmir, therefore make him look at his watch. If you know that I tell my mishpacha when I have my shalshus, so we're going to be machmer. And if you're not sure you have 6 hours, you have to wait. It can be an hour difference. Also, now, past couple of years, everyone looks to the watch and what time they finish the meat. Everyone. It just happens to be. Why? Because now they have to know. So therefore, out of practicality, I think a person should look and ask himself in the future if you know you're going to have milchiks. But I'll, again, make it in. Something should show us you can be mekel. Maybe a sixth nafkamino, since we don't hold mikadin of this thing of 6 hours, is let's say you have meat stuck between your teeth and you pick it out and you swallow it. 5 hours later, you pick it out and you swallow it. You have to wait another 6 hours. So the Afla writes in Simpei Test that, yeah, l'chol mikadin, you have to wait 6 hours. But he writes, however, the oilam is not nizim then, they don't wait 6 hours. So I'm not sure what he means. You have to and don't have to. He says you should, but the oilam doesn't. So what comes out of it? The Badei Shulchan passing is Yishod, called Saflo. And the Be'er Moshe, the Betina says, Laisa, we don't. And maybe give you Mekel. So, Laisa, again, if you hold the Mekah Din, you don't need 6 hours. The Mekah Din is only nothing. Well, the meaning is 1 hour. And then, again, it's Makar to be Mekel. So you understand, the things you can't be Mekel, again, is a Chaylik be Mekel, and some, a child can be Mekel. If you're nursing, if you made a bracha, you have stomach shay shay, you can be Mekel. And Luchura, you have no, also, let's say you pick out from your teeth and you swallow, you have to wait 6 hours on that. That's out. How, that's else, because we hold the etim again that you don't have to wait 6 hours, it's only a form of ba'almod. It's v'chein nochlein lasis. It's the correct thing to do. Now this Indian of waiting, after what boss are we talking about? What meat? So Ray mentioned the mechaba says, boss means chai chaya, chai oif, even chicken, means everything. What about if you cook in the same pot, you have chicken soup, and you take the chicken out, or you have a cholent, you eat the beans and you don't eat the meat inside of it. So do you have to wait 6 hours or not? So the Mechaber, Ramon, Simon, Peites, Sev Gimel says that not only do you have to wait 6 hours after Basar, who didn't after Tavshushol Basar, anything that's cooked together with Basar, you have to wait 6 hours. For what? So the Kivayga brings down that for the Mashal, that means even for Tavshushol Cholov, the Mashal, you ate the beans from the cholent, and now 3 hours later you want to eat an egg that was fried with butter, that's called tafshul shel chalav. The dinner is you have to wait 6 hours and doesn't help. That's how the Moshe passes halacha and the Yodei Chalik Beis Simen Chavav and other places can, that from one tafshul to another tafshul, from tafshul shel basa to tafshul to chalav, you still have to, we're machmer to wait 6 hours.
Well, what do you have
in that? What do you have in that? Because if you're for the svaras, why do you have to wait 6 hours? But as far as I shouldn't have to wait. But we say loy pluk. And it as far as, but we say loy pluk or makler from tapshul to tapshul. What about if you cook, let's say you take today in yeshiva, that chicken and mashed potatoes, I think. Let's say the mashed potatoes are cooked in a fleshy pot. Do you have to eat, you have to wait 6 hours after cooking parvo in the fleshy pot or not? So there, the halacha is clearly that cooking parvo in the fleshy pot, even if this parvo is, let's say, onions, mashed potato and onions, harif, so kivega based mayor, even if it's harif, you do not have to wait 6 hours. So again, the halacha is, if it's about moshes, you have to wait 6 hours. If it has the end, you have to wait 6 hours. Tom, if you eat tom, you do not have to wait 6 hours. Whether it's harif, not
harif.
Yeah, that's together with it, but only waiting. Waiting. So again.
You know the
power of not ben-yayim? Yeah, not ben-yayim, doesn't make a difference. Tom never makes you fleshix. Even if it's harif, even if it's one tom, it never makes you fleshix. Again, my moshes, you have to wait 6 hours if it's cooked together, even if you're not eating the fleshix. But tom, if it's cooked in the pot, then you don't, does not make you fleshix, and you don't have to wait 6 hours.
So
in some case we'll get to. But first, the shach goes on saying even more of a chiddush. Let's say you cook your rice in a fleshix pot, and the person cleaned it, put kacha kacha, not to roll you in a deer, and the guy cleaned it, kacha kacha, and it has some pieces of mamoshes inside, some pieces of meat. So the shach, still you won't have to wait 6 hours. Still, even if you take this rice, you cooked in the dira, and there's some piece of meat, but you cleaned out the pot, and took the yad yudu, the reason it can be makel, because you do not want the basar, it just happens to be there. So then, again, you won't have to wait 6 hours, and that's what the Chavetz Chaim and Chayesor Paskins, and other places can say clearly, that when, even if you have luma moshes in the pot, but you don't want it, which, and you try to clean it, you just didn't do a good job, again, you won't have to wait 6 hours.
You don't want it?
The yad yudu explains, yeah, Pashi cleaned it. Don't say, no, it's time you cleaned it. Time you accessible washes. Don't say it was salt. Doesn't mean it has a bad time. It has a good time. You taste it even. That's what we're asking. This whole thing's on bottom. Everything from here on, from waiting. No, here cooking parva. Talking like parva in the fleshik pot won't make you fleshik. So wait 6 hours. Everything from the beginning of the shear is all talking about the abundance.
The same thing
you're
cooking from the mouth.
Sorry? No, but there you're eating mamish. You then spit out. Why are you eating it? There's a difference. There you should take out the tooth and throw it on the floor. Why swallow it? You had one to eat the meat. Here, what? Here, even not bottle, even not sheesh in the place, can you say. The pit of the tube being down in the shallow of the shack is sheetim. We need sheesh in the day, so. Tom is a really need sheetim, not bottle. Even if it's not bottle, even if you taste it, the place can say that even if it's not sheeshim, still the loch is that if it's sheeshim, you can eat it with milk. If it's sheeshim, you eat it with milk. If it's not sheeshim, then the halacha is you won't make your plate shiks, and you can eat it right afterwards milk shiks.
What if you put the beans with a lot of meat?
Not together. Sorry?
What if you put the beans with a lot of meat, but you don't want the...
No, but you should... No, in the case of when you cleaned it out well, you know, if you have to clean it out, and you're just you're lazy, you're...
If
he bites it, chews it, yeah.
If
he chooses to eat, that's why 6 hours. Again, this halacha is passing that way in a... It's passed this way in two places, the Chavetz Chaim, in Chesopak, Lama Gimel, I say, and also Ramosha, I think, in Igus Moshe, Yadayim, for the Beitzim Chavav. This is how you pass it. If it's not clean, still you have to wait 6 hours. Let's take another case. Person on the one plate, he was cooked separate. He had power of the plate sticks, and on one plate he had his rice and his chicken, and they're touching each other. Then you have to wait 6 hours on that when you eat the rice. It was touching it, you only ate the rice. So we did about Moshe, the Moshe Abosham has a Chuvan Simim, hey, it says, just take off a klipa. And you can eat the rest of the rice, no problem, you won't have to wait 6 hours. And that's how the Yaakov Yosef also brings down the halacha. However, he said, let's say you didn't take over the klipa and you ate it. He says, if you didn't taste basar, there was no taste of basar, anytime again you won't have to wait 6 hours, because you didn't taste basar. But he says, but if it's touching and you taste it, then you won't have to wait 6 hours, because there's, let's say the chicken's touching the rice. So whatever touching it, that's more pieces you take off. Whatever, or say, or anything, anything more than that, in the klipa, you can eat, and you won't have to wait 6 hours.
I don't want this.
No, so here he brings down the shach, and he tells you put it there, and you did clean it that you don't want it. He brings down the shach, once he doesn't want it.
Now you don't want it.
He starts to point him out to everything, and then he's machma. It's a little too big, it's 50 pages. No, I didn't want it, no, I'm just lazy to clean it. No, I didn't want the taste, machal. Here you put it there, you want to eat both, that's him. The other says, take off the klipa, that's again, the Moshe Albusser and the Yaakov Yosef, both paskin. The halacha is that, take off the klipa, eat the rest, it won't make you fleshiks. What about in an oven? You have potato kugel. I know a person, he's Sunday morning woke up, ate potato kugel. Problem was, his oven, he had chicken was cooked in one pan, and the potato kugel was in another pan, it was uncovered, and the zeya and the zeya, do you have to wait 6 hours or not? It was so you have to wait to get a kugel Sunday morning, what don't you get now pizza? What do you do? So l'chul halacha is that, again, we're saying that Tom does not make you fleshiks, and Moshe makes you fleshiks. And even if there is mamoshes, if you didn't want it, it won't make you fleshiks either. That's what the shach says. If you need to clean pot, if it's, you try to clean it, the mamoshes won't make you fleshiks. If I asked the Chemi Goldberg and he told me, first of all, maybe it's not no zeya. But even if there is, it's not worse than the shach. You didn't want it. You have kugel on one side, chicken on the other side. The zeya won't work to another. You had no das for it. First of all, maybe it's bottle b'shishim. Even if it's not, you didn't want it. That's worse than the shach. And you would not have to wait 6 hours. That's also how the Shev de Kossi paskins, the Yaakov Yosef paskins, then the Esther, even if it's cooked in one oven, and the Zeya, still you won't have to wait 6 hours. There's an interesting Kaf HaChaim in Sivkot Nundalot, he has even more of a Chiddush, which I don't know if he paskin like. He says, it seems to be a minig that they would put chicken inside a pot, inside an oven, put an empty cup inside, and they wait for the steam up, and the steam will go up and come back down to the cup. You have a cup full of Zeya. And you drink it, you want to wait 6 hours. Zeya does not make you wait 6 hours. And here you want to drink it. Mamash pure Zeya. He held Zeya as a din of tam and does not have a din of mamashes. It's chiddush. But certainly according to Kav HaChaim, you won't have to wait 6 hours. And according to other paskim also, it's not worse from the shach that you won't have to wait 6 hours because you did not want it. It just happened to be there. So again, just... Yeah, but that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about parva with fleshiks. What makes you fleshiks? The whole shiur is always about waiting 6 hours. So again, tam, you don't have to wait 6 hours. Mamoshes, you have to wait 6 hours. Tam, even if it is mamoshes, if you do not want it, you want to wait 6 hours. If it's touching each other, you should take off something. Zeya, l'chura, l'aloch, you want to wait 6 hours. And everything I'm saying, am I rough? Not a place you can never go risk off. Just saying what should come out l'alocha, and I don't pass it. Another interesting shiloh, just after basar, is let's say you ate basar, so can you smell milchik? Can you smell pizza? That's a shiloh, because the halacha says in Siman Reish Tez Zayin that something that is also for you to eat, you now smell. And chomets now, on Pesach, you now smell chomets. Why? Because since if you smell it, you don't want to eat it. So you'll now smell pizza or not? No, yeah, I am. I managed to eat fleshiks, and I smelled pizza. That's cheese and bread and bread. So the Badai Shulchan and the Yav Yosef, they go also in the same face. And they want Taino that the SM, since the whole ending of waiting is only a drabanan, and the smelling is exhale, we don't find this exhale anywhere, therefore they're Mekel also, and saying the SM you can't smell it. They go back and forth, but both of them at the end are Mekel and saying you can't smell pizza, because there's exhale upon exhale, which you don't find exhale anywhere, and in Echonami you can be Mekel. So fine, until now is the halachas of meat and then eating milk. Now we're going to do it the other way. Eating milk and then eating meat afterwards. So one chulin says that once you eat milk or gvina or cheese, the halacha is you need knuach v'adacha and a tefillah sedayim. You need three different things. You need knuach, adacha, and tefillah sedayim. What's knuach? Knuach means you have to wipe out your mouth, meaning you take anything, use a bread mushroom, put in your mouth. Bada shulcha means you have to put it all around your mouth, not stamp, eat it once. You have to put it all around and swallow it. That's knuach, wiping out your mouth. You can take anything you want, except the shulcha mar says, except for tamarim, kamach, flour, and yirokos, green vegetables. However, chutz mizeh, you take anything and clean out your mouth. It's one thing you have to do. That's knuach. Hadacha means you have to wash out your mouth, you have to rinse out your mouth, meaning you have to take wine or water or anything and drink it and rinse out your mouth and swallow it. And then you have to wash out your hands and seal sedayim. Three different things. To me, it seems the Olam seems to be a little bit lax in it, that they don't do knuach hadacha after eating cheese. So, mentioned before in the Medrash, that by Avraham Avinu, he gave them a lachem to eat chalav bakar, chalav, chalav, and then bakar. So, in fact, the Chasam Sofer, the Maisa, he gave them milk and then meat. They ate one after another. So what was wrong? Why were they not zeicher the Torah? Because they ate meat and milk together. The Pasuk says first milk, then meat. So the Chasam Sofer, as you do it from Rashi, that Sarah that day, she was pierced nida, she was chazik arich anoshim, and therefore she did not serve bread to the malachim. Since she did not serve bread, they did not do kinuach. They did not do kinuach adacha. Therefore they lost the Torah. Why? They did not do kinuach adacha. It's halacha. You have to do kinuach adacha. Mechal pasin said peites, the base, you have to do it. The malachim lost the Torah for that reason. Should we? What?
We'll get
to that step. But first, if the halacha is, first halacha is you have to wait after milk at all. Before shkumar, you have to wait after gvina at all. Before get to machmir, but the halacha is you have to wait at all, and you can eat right away basar. If you eat right away basar, pass me that to knuach adach until today, or at least look at your hands. If you don't, you can lose the Torah. This is our bottom, yeah. Yeah. It's in the Torah's Moshe and Pashvir, the Maskul Shalish. Not like that. Is there anything in Shulchan Aruch except for dates, flour, and green vegetables? These things that are upon them, passions. Right? Because you never cook, all this derives is only to cook possible halt together and eat it. You don't even cook it together, you're eating it afterwards. So this is all the upon, and still they won't tire for it. What about why some people are makel or the McCarthy makel? One's rinsing, one's wiping. Meaning one you have to eat bread, one you have to drink water. One's a salad, one's a liquid.
Water or anything else?
Water or wine. It says wine or water. Who needs any drink? Who needs any drink? That's him. And again, Bar Shulchan says you have to rinse it around, not some just drink. You have to put it around your mouth. What about why many people are makel? So, no, Shach said before, it's no filler. There are people who are makel for the Zohar. The Zohar himself, he was made to wait 1 hour after Gvina before he ate Basar. So he was makel this way. And he himself writes, he's only a chumra upon the Gemara. The Gemara said before, you don't have to wait. He was only machman upon himself. There are people who are knowing this way. Mishabura again, passing, you don't have to wait at all. Mishabura in Chesol, Mishabura in Chesol says, you don't have to wait at all. There are machmirim who wait an hour, some even a half hour. So if you wait an hour, then the place can say, you won't need knuach v'adacha. It's brought down the Sefer Kashrus, or the MSV Yachviyav Kamenetsky Sim Peites, or Zara Shulchan. They say, once you wait an hour, that's just like after Basa. After Basa, you don't have to knuach v'adacha, you wait 6 hours. Who didn't, after Cholav, after 1 hour, you won't have to knuach v'adacha. Anything less than that, I don't see anyone says you don't have to knuach v'adacha. For a half hour, also, you would have to knuach v'adacha. Now, bread, perhaps anything that's salad, anything, again, as long as that flour, dates, or green vegetables. That's considered knuach, or hadacha is anything to drink. Besides those three things won't help. So, as Batashka, the person will say you would have to swallow. Bajur will say about Tashkos, only one say it could in the Kinuach, but that's about Tashkos.
Is that in that order?
No, the Shach says you can do it either order.
What?
Either way, Kinuach or Dach, either one first.
Bread is not good.
Bread is, it's not flour, I think it means bread is good. Flour means flour, not cooked. Stamped flour.
Is there
a mild whiskey? Whiskey? Is, the only one whiskey out of fish, I think. Not out of. No. Whiskey? Kinuach adacha, it's an halacha, it's before, no one argues about cholkim, an halacha on the page, I mean, my cholkim is showing the Gemara how to learn it, but on the page there's no cholkim.
Has to be solid food?
Again, it has to be, no, it has to be anything but those three and the liquid.
Okay.
And the liquid. That's what you kinuach badacha. One's rinsing with wiping. Yeah, food. A fruit and an apple and a drink. Now, what about? I'm sorry, you have to wash your hands, or you can look at your hands, it says. You can look at your hands, just as good. If you use the fork, there's still the Pima Gomez says light plug, you still look at them and wash your hands.
Dirty?
Yeah, if you have cheese on it, not dirty, cheese. But another thing is, what about, there seems to be the Maram writes in Tshuva, that when he was young, he used to make fun of people who was Bachmer after Gvina to wait for Basar. He called it Minas, Apikursis. Until one time, he ate Gvina and he got cheese stuck between his mouth and he ate Basar, so he ate Basar B'chol together. So he did that. Therefore, his Gvina Atzmo, his Machman upon himself, not eat Basar after Cholov. He waited about 6 hours. Now, Mom brings it down. There are people who are Machman after all Gvinas to wait 6 hours. The Ramah goes on right and says, "L'chein noigim shekol gvina kasha, all hard cheeses, even after ein oichel achra afilu basar oif k'moy gvina achal basar. After all hard cheeses, it brings out an issa v'heter. It says all hard cheeses, it cannot eat afterwards even oif."
What do you mean?
What?
What do you
mean? Yeah, we'll have same dinner basar. If it's stuck, either according to the Rambam, after 6 hours, not to the cheese anymore, or it's not much shechtam anymore, whatever the reasons are. But the meisa, that's one reason. That's because we actually remember what the reason is. Like getting about the reasons. If yes, makilim, someone makel, but in limchais, what should do? Knuach adacha until the day. Miu toiv lahachmer. Says the Rama, you should be machler. The meaning of the olam is be machler. What for? Gvina kasha, the hard cheese. Mr. Bruv brings it down to the shura simatotzak dal. After gvina kasha, you have to wait. How long do you have to wait? The Shach says over here, gvina kasha means 1 hour. However, the Taz says 6 hours. And we take the chumash of Taz. Mishabur says you have to wait after hard cheese 6 hours. What is hard cheese? The Taz says hard cheese means something that came from telas, worms. They used to make worms. And the Shach says it means anything that's 6 months. Here we take the chumash of the Shach and say it means 6 months. So we have to say we're taking the chumash of each one. The Ramah says toy lahachmer. Not even not nochel lahachmer, toy lahachmer. And we take the chumash of the Taz, meaning you have to wait 6 hours. And the chumah of the Shach, the price can take, and anything that's 6 months, we have to wait 6 hours. So now, what is a hard cheese? What is a hard cheese? So before we get involved with the hard cheese, what is the klal la'alocha? Let's say you're mistopic, something is a hard cheese. Let's say you're mistopic. So the price can say, since the whole thing of waiting is up on them, and even after Barshal, the Ramah holds, Mekadini, nothing, it's only 1 hour. And comes along the Ramah and says, after Gvina Kasha, Toiv Lahachmer, and so the motion Tshuva, Toiv Lahachmer means it's only Toiv Lahachmer. Zehu, the Mesupik, if it's Gvina Kasha not, so the Paiskim, you can make it. That's first the Klal. The Das Kodshim says it, the Kavachayim says it this way, Badai Shulchan passes this way, the Shulchan, everyone says, the Mesupik, if it's Gvina Kasha not, you can make it, and you don't have to wait 6 hours. It's not easy. You'll see everyone has different cheetahs. There's no way to revive. It's machalikas. Fine. That's Aleph. That's the cloud. Now let's get involved. What is the hard cheese? First, in the Metzias, the Zman Azeh. How is our cheeses? First, white cheese. That's about the green love on all they have. That's not hard. It's soft. That about you want for 6 hours. That's Kamat Lekuli Alma. We're talking about now the yellow cheeses. The yellow cheese, American cheese, is yellow. It's a little bit hard. Do you have to wait 6 hours after that or not? So first, the Metzias, American cheeses, or most cheeses we have, how long does it take to make it? It takes a couple of hours to make it. A couple of hours for Zehu. What about mozzarella cheese? Mozzarella cheese takes 3 days to make. Not more. Munster cheese takes 10 days. And the Swiss cheeses, the biggest ones, they take 100 days. More than that, you won't have, in the regular stores, they don't have any cheeses more than 100 days. That means everything is less than 6 months, 3 months. We won't have any. You can buy cheese with Ashkocha, you can buy the Badats. I know someone had old sells cheese with the Badats Ashkocha that was after 2 years and stamped all over saying you have to wait 6 hours. They told me you open it, you can't, you have to grind it up till you eat it, you can't eat it straight, it's not possible. However, the cheese in the store, nothing is 6 months, nothing is. Therefore, it's for you'd say, why should we machmer on any cheese with Zman Azeh? That's what the Bettina of the Moshe writes. He says, ain't makom lahachmer. There's no makar at all to be machmer. Well, he says, any ashkocha that you see in the store, nothing is 6 months, nothing is. I can tell me, maybe it is, maybe it's not again. It isn't. He says, you want to be machmer, to have a bracha. Or, but the Vagal Alacha says, by Moshe, there's no makar to be machmer. It's brought down the Mayan Kotler, the same thing, and the Moshe, the same thing. They both said that our cheeses are not the old hard cheeses. Those hard cheeses, you have to take a special knife and cut it. And that was our cheese, the American cheese, the Serbian, all these cheese, you can eat it straight, plain. So Moisha, the Bancotla, and the Debatina clearly hold our cheese. You do not have to wait at all 6 hours.
How do the cheese
powders? I mean, I don't know what it's made out of. Pashas, again, if it's Masopic, it doesn't have cheese. But if it's Masopic, again, the Lachas, you don't have to wait 6 hours. What about on the other side? Kidur Lapas can be Aitzola Machmir has brought down the Biyashir and Sefer Dakis of Heter. He held that pizza, he says pizza have to wait 6 hours. Pizza, lasagna, these things have to wait 6 hours. Why? So he tied it because the process that they do to our cheeses, with Badazeh, it makes the same sharpness and same chariftness as our cheeses. It might be done in less time, it might take 1 day, 2 days, but they know how to do it today. The same amount that took in the olden times, 6 months. Therefore, Biyashir is Machmir and says you have to wait 6 hours after pizza. Hudin, Rav Strombach brings down from a Dine Weiss and Chalabez, Chushan August, says also you have to wait 6 hours. And Rav Vosner also, he says, since we're not sure what exactly in the market, Lab Cheese, you have to wait 6 hours. Therefore, he himself also, Rav Vosner is Machmir and says you have to wait 6 hours.
Yeah.
Right, they say, they want all cheeses, all yellow cheeses, they want to be Machmir. All yellow cheeses. The Riyashiv, Rav Vosner, Dine Weiss, and Rav Strombach, all want to be Machmir, so you have to wait 6 hours. Post given there to Israel.
Yeah, this is
Kevin,
so
this week
that he pulled
through
and said 6 months.
Our
cheeses.
There's a letter from Tzuva of Eitman, who says, he's a rabbi, a machsher. He says, none of his cheeses are 6 months. Everyone, each one you have to wait six. I heard a listener say it. I tried to get this letter from somebody. I didn't see it inside, and the guy was in yeshiva today. But supposedly the letter, also, whatever, supposedly the letter of Eitman says clearly that none of his cheeses you have to wait 6 months on, 6 hours on. Fine. What about what's the datsum of Pshom Bezalman? I heard people say different things over, but clearly what the Pshom Bezalman holds in this tshuva in Ma'or Shabbos the Chelik Gimel, the Issim, would you have to wait 6 hours after Gvino Tzeruva, yellow cheese? And he says, there's a word that Yesh Machmir, those who are Machmir, why they should even the Malachi, that's the Gvino Yeshana. They make it the same way the our cheeses as they made old cheeses. Don't say Yesh Machmir, Yesh Machmir, those who are Machmir. So Reuben, I heard him say in the shir 2 weeks ago that said he asked Pshom Bezalman, what should he tell people Allah Lamaisa? She says, tell them like this, make a din it's mutter, but the minig is to be machmer. Pshom Bezalman, make a din, you don't do not have to wait 6 hours. However, the minig is to be machmer. So we have Paiske on both sides, America they mekel, and so the machmer, Pshom Bezalman says make a din, you don't have to be machmer, the minig is to be mekel. L'chur, the gidder of sack, l'chur should be, since something is something shay shoyz in that, if something you have to wait 6 hours after cheese, the place we mentioned before, and that's cultured by the Shulchan, all say, you do not have to wait 6 hours. L'chur, if you have no Pesach, L'chur, the Lacha should be, you do not have to wait 6 hours. If not able to stay off, I'm not a Pesach. L'chur, the Geddes should be, you do not have to wait 6 hours after pizza, lasagna, if you have no rub. Because it's Lachoikis, and the Lachoikis is a Toiv Lachachmin in the Ramah. It's only Toiv Lachachmin. He says the minig is, he says you don't have to, but the minig is to be machmer.
That's because what we can do now.
He says,
6 months.
Yeah, that's the tshuva printed in Ma'ariv Shabbos. He says the same reason, but except Rashi, you have to wait. And Pshom Bezalman says you don't have to wait.
Who
says you don't have to? Moshe by the color. Mr. Kaplan says he has a letter from Moshe. Also, he forgot to bring it today. But the letter of Moshe that someone said that it's a Moshe that you don't have to wait 6 hours. My color is printed all around, and the Debatina is printed also that you do not have to wait in the color Hachmer to wait 6 hours at all of our cheeses. What? Yeah, that's 100 days. Big deal.
No.
No, yes, I'm not posting. I say no, this is a post that he can pass, and I don't pass.
You said if you have enough,
yeah, no, you ask your Rav, whatever he tells you.
Do what he does, you have to ask.
Ask your Rav. Maisa, this is a fact of Pshom Bezalman says the minig is to wait 6 hours. The Benesh Chai writes, interestingly, Shalach, that you might think I would live in Yerushalayim, should have a minig to wait 6 hours, because that's a minig of Yerushalayim. So Benesh Chai writes about Shalach, that after hard cheeses in Baghdad, they won't wait in 6 hours. However, he says, he knows the minig of Yerushalayim, after all hard cheeses, never waited 6 hours. Even cheese was 2 hours, 2 years, 4 years, 10 years, they never waited 6 hours. So minig, don't tell me the minig of Yerushalayim is this way, because Benesh Chai, they're all being down, the minig of Yerushalayim was never to wait 6 hours after all cheeses. I mean, it's really hard, Lekuli Abba. They never took on the Tayyib Lahachmer. But including the minig of Bnei Yeshiva, Pshom Bezalman was telling Rav Reuben, or the minig, I know there's a maestro that the guy in the Kol Torah, a lot of people ate pizza. I think the listeners said over the line. So also, they ate pizza Friday afternoon, and they came Friday night, they wanted in yeshiva. So Yisrael Shalom told him what to do. So he said, you can eat fleishiks now, but next time don't do it again. That means he held Mikka Din, you can't eat fleishiks over 8 6 hours. I mean, that's what he held. Yeah, but he writes the Av Bezdin of Rav Chosid in the Chevron. It doesn't sound like it's Friday. I've already said the Minyan Yerushalayim, but it's from all Gvina Kosher, and the side of all Machmor Gvina Kosher. Kavach Chaim himself, Ben Ishchai, I know, it's Ramoch, but Ben Ishchai himself is Machmor in Baghdad. They are Machmor. They hold like the Ramoch of this. Except in Yerushalayim, there's not the Minyan.
Why is the
Yerushalayim? The Yerushalayim is Mekel, and Tavi Labrach, the Machmor, I don't pass him to his Kiro, but there's one to be, it's Tavi Machmor to be Mekel. Certainly. Just, Sukkum, the first, again, the eating bas mechal together, when it's cooked together, then eating is ister eis, or however, waiting is only ister abonon. Do it with 6 hours and not mechal yisar poiskin, mechaba holds mirka adin, the amal holds only mechay nochal asis. Therefore, we are making a lot of cases by chalom mechal, by nursing, by children, by sophic, by bracha, when it's between your teeth, people are mechal. What you have to wait after 6 hours, even by tavshul shabbos, or even if it's any mamoshes, however, if it's time, you want to wait 6 hours, even if the pot's a little bit dirty, you want to wait 6 hours, if it's zera l'chul, you won't have to wait 6 hours. And after milk, the halacha is you have to k'nuch badocha. After hard cheeses, we wait 6 hours. What is the hard cheese? Machlok is a poiskim. Do you want to be samech to be mekalon? Machlok to labrocha. And again, you have to go ask your rav. The Gemara Pesachim, the Achmim Tesla and Beis, the Gemara says that an osir for an amoritz to eat osir. An amoritz cannot eat meat. Why? Explains to Rashi, why can he eat meat? Because there are kamal and kamal lochas in the Issur Hatter, and therefore an amoritz does know it, and vada yichshul boy, will certainly make a mistake. Since he did not learn the lochas of Basar B'chol, did not learn Issur Hatter, therefore amoritz cannot eat osir, and make a mistake. Therefore, and every person who is zeich the Torah, because why? Because we did not eat Basar B'chol, but the Malachim did. Every person who has a chayt upon himself to know the Malachim of Issur Hatter, because if not, also echel Basar, can eat Basar. This is the Gemara says, because you make a mistake, person should spend time in it, and learn the Malachim at least by kitzur, and just know basically what he's doing, especially in the Dira. You hear so many stories in the Dira, so many shalas in the Dira. One guy is telling me about his, he has two heaters in the Dira, one's fleishiks, one's milchiks, they cook under the heaters. You have to know, there's common things going wrong in the Dira. You have to know what to do, and if not, body kosher boy, you shouldn't eat Basar. That's the reason why we're zeicher to the Torah. Takim we're zeicher to know the ideas of Torah and have a good kabbalah of Torah.